Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be Gunsmoke. The original air date is February 5th, 1955, and the title is The Cheyennes. I went to tribal powwow out in one of the Indian tribes here in the Southern California area. They do one every year, and just, you know, something about Indians. And I mean, we listen to old time radio, we hear this, and you know, they don't necessarily put the Indians in a negative light, but we took a lot from them, from what I've seen and looking back at the history. And some of the culture, just, you know, I actually started crying when I listened to it and was sitting there. They did a couple prayers and stuff, and I'm not a very religious person, but if I was to pick a religion, something about having something more pure than a lot of other religions from the past. They've been around a really long time and have done it their way. Of course, it does lead me to believe that maybe aliens has something to do with it, because all these religions have a common theme. But let's get into it, and I hope you enjoy. Actually, you know what? I was thinking about it after I stopped recording, and I'm going to actually play you one of the prayers right now before we jump into this episode. Hopefully you guys don't mind. If you do mind, send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. This is one of the prayers from a powwow I went to this weekend. Here we go.
It is our custom and tradition to take time out for a short prayer. We're going to do that, and we're going to ask for the flag and the victory song. Bear with me a few moments as I talk to our Creator. Ah, Kofa, get dog, e, get dog, side, calm, a Creator. Our Heavenly Father God, we call upon you at this time as we stand before you, dancing for our children, singing for our children, that they would learn that this is our way of life and is necessary for us. Creator has given us these songs and dances as a part of our culture, and we give you thanks for sharing this culture with our school children. May they learn a lesson that each one of us knows in this arena, that it's our way of life, and that we do this for those coming behind us. We dance for those that cannot dance. We sing for those that are away from home, overseas, in military uniforms. And our country today, Creator, needs our prayers more than ever. Creator, we ask you to be with us in this day and all that we do. We can ask you to add blessing to the children's lives as they see and hear and feel the songs and the dance. We give you thanks for this day. We give you thanks for all these things, the blessing of the land, for the civil of the people, for the children in the schools, the teachers, the parents, our singers, our committee, our volunteers. All these things, Creator, we ask you in a short way. They sit down calm, fade a dog, eat dog about dog, sigh on my hope. Now we're going to ask our singers, if you would, to sing our flag song to honor Southern style. We're going to go to the Southern drum. Bonnie, Gene Ray. This flag song that he's singing, it's from our Kiowa tribe. It honors that eagle staff and the words to this song. They say that eagle staff has been through much turmoil. It's been through a lot, and it still stands. Overhead, we see this flag of these United States in the canopy above us represent that eagle staff, that flag. We sing to honor that staff today as we gather for the 16th annual the Boba Power. Thank you.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gunsmoke, starring William Conrad. The transcribed story of the violence that moved west with young America. And the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man. Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful. And a little lonely. I'd seen it before, but every time I'd hoped I'd never see it again. A homestead, smoldering in ruins. The stock slaughtered or run off, and the family scattered all over. A body by the corral, another in the doorway, and others buried in the ashes of the house. All of them scalped and mutilated. Just or so at first. We're about 50 miles north of Dodge, up on the Pawnee, and my horse had gone lame from a rough 4-day chase that had led to nothing. We'd lost the trail and had turned back, and Chester was riding up ahead. He stopped and waited. Then we rode up to the scene together and got on.
This must be the father, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah, he was coming out of the house to help his son over there by the corral.
Well, he got one Indian before he died.
Yeah. Cheyenne. Hey, wait a minute. This is why there aren't any arrows around.
Hey, that's a Spencer repeating rifle.
It sure is.
You must have stole that somewhere, Mr. Dillon.
No, there isn't one arrow here. The whole war party had rifles.
You mean they've been buying them?
Well, that's my guess.
Hey, look yonder, Mr. Dillon.
Huh?
They're coming over the rise.
Yeah, they're a little late.
A whole troop of cavalry.
Yeah, they must be from Fort Dodge. I wonder who's in command.
Can't tell yet. Look at them, they're spreading out. Maybe they think we're Indians.
Now, the last 4 days we've put in, no Indian could look as bad as we do.
No, they can't. Hey, look, they're taking their rifles out there. They're going to charge us.
The captain's playing safe, that's all, Chester.
Well, it may be safe for him.
Just stand easy, Chester.
Oh, I ain't about to move.
Oh! Sergeant, three men! Forward to the smoke!
Now, what's he doing?
Oh, he doesn't need the whole troop up here.
Who is that, anyway? I never seen him before.
Well, I heard there was a new troop at Fort Dodge. I guess this must be it.
Must be. Here they come.
What are you men doing here? Well, speak up.
We're looking around, Captain. Same as you.
Don't be insolent.
Captain.
What is it, Sergeant?
That rifle he's holding. One of them 44 Spencers.
You're right, Sergeant. Disarm those men.
Yes.
If I were you, I'd stand back, Sergeant.
Hold your rifles on them, men.
Don't be a fool. There are four of us here and 80 men behind us. You can't fight a troop of cavalry.
There's your rifles, Sergeant.
That enough, Captain?
I said disarm them. Completely.
Yes.
If they make a move, you troopers shoot them.
Tell me who you are, Mr. Dillon.
No. Just give him your gun, Chester.
All right. Here.
Here's mine.
Now, are you going to tell me what you're doing here?
No.
Then you men are prisoners. I'm taking you to Fort Dodge.
What? Well, of all the crazy...
Quiet, Chester.
Yes, sir.
Secure these men.
Yes, sir.
And then we'll form a burial party. Shouldn't take over an hour. Captain Nichols reporting with the prisoners, Major.
Bring him in, Captain.
Come on. Up to his desk.
Are these your prisoners, Captain Nichols?
Yes, sir.
Oh. They were at the scene of the raid with a Spencer rifle, and you thought they might have something to do with the gun runners. Is that it?
They wouldn't talk, and they showed signs of resistance, sir. I thought it best to bring them in.
Why wouldn't you talk? I got curious.
Curious about what?
Well, I hadn't heard about any Cheyennes being on the warpath lately. That's one reason.
Yeah, what else?
And I found that Spencer rifle there, and I figured somebody's been selling guns to those Indians. But when the captain came up with his troop, I knew that there was more to it than that.
Why?
Well, he was more interested in us than in tracking down that war party. What's going on, Major?
Be civil, you.
I'll handle this, Captain.
Yes, sir.
You know about the reservation east of here? Well, I heard that you're holding a couple of thousand Cheyennes till you can move them down Oklahoma way.
Yeah, that's right, except for one thing.
Oh, what's that?
I lost a few of them. About 40, but that's enough. You saw that.
Yeah. Who's leading them?
Young renegade called Stone Eagle.
Then why didn't the captain go after him instead of stopping to take us prisoner?
The captain's orders were to catch whoever's selling those rifles. Thought you might have something to do with it.
Sure, but he still might have been able to run down Stone Eagle's party.
Well, what good did that do? Other leaders will come up and place a Stone Eagle. As long as rifles are available, there isn't a brave on that reservation that won't hear about it sooner or later and slip away from it.
Well, can't you patrol the reservation?
That's the whole point. I don't have enough men for more than a token patrol.
Oh, I see.
This gun running isn't stopped. This situation will become more and more serious.
Well, I understand now, Major.
Major.
No, wait, Captain. You let me explain. You're new out here. You did right bringing in these two. About as disreputable a looking pair as I've seen since the Border War days. Looked like they'd been living in a badger hole.
Yes, sir. That's what I thought.
Yeah. Expect they've been on a ride somewhere. Take them out, give them a bath, a couple of clean shirts, and bring them back.
Right, sir.
And then have a couple extra places set for them in the officer's mess. Been a long time since Chester and Marshal Dillon have visited Fort Dodge.
Marshal Dillon?
Yeah, well, it's understandable, Captain. I'd done the same if I hadn't known him as long as I have.
Now, you were acting on orders, Captain, even though your orders lack intelligence.
What's that mean, Marshal?
I'm sorry. I shouldn't interfere, Major. It's not my army.
I want to know.
Well, I meant intelligence in the military sense.
Go on.
Well, look, you're chasing all around over the prairie looking for some gunrunners that you probably will never find.
Why not?
Well, you haven't found them yet, have you?
No.
But if you were a Cheyenne, I'll bet you could. Now, that's what I mean by intelligence.
I've asked our Indian scouts.
Oh, the Cheyennes hate your Indian scouts worse than they hate you.
I know it. I wish I knew what to do.
Major, is Chief Longrobe on that reservation?
Well, the old man?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he is. Why?
Well, he's a friend of mine. At least he was a long time ago.
Now go on.
Well, I might have a talk with him.
Impossible.
Oh, why?
Indian's too restless. I wouldn't dare send you and a guard into that camp.
Well, I'll go without a guard.
They'd kill any white man walked in there alone.
I'll try to reach a long rope before they do.
No. Not worth it, Marshal.
Well, I'll let you know about that tomorrow, Major.
You're going tonight?
Yeah. Might help get the picture of that homesteader and his family out of my mind before I try to sleep. Throw your gun belt across your saddle, Chester.
Do what?
The gun won't do you any good if these Cheyennes decide they want us.
All right, sir.
Now, you wanted to come, Chester.
Oh, I ain't complaining. Not yet, anyway.
Well, okay. Let's go.
Gracious, I wish I at least had me a boy, not Mr. Dillon.
Yeah, it's late. Most of these people are asleep.
There's 2,000 Cheyennes in this camp. They ain't all asleep.
No. No, we're being watched every second.
Yeah, and some young buck could get his first coup feather by spearing us.
You wouldn't want to stand in the way of a man becoming a brave, would you, Chester?
I am also thinking about how they treat people that ain't killed right off. Where they turn them over to the squaws for torture and stuff.
Oh, now you're even afraid of women, huh?
Cheyenne women, I am. Look there, Mr. Dillon. We're being stopped.
Yeah, I see him. Just keep walking. Don't make any quick moves.
Oh, Nyo, yeah.
Do la long robe, Nyo.
Usually, I.
All right, Sawyer. All right, let's move, Chester. But keep an eye on him.
He's still standing there.
No, I told him I'm a friend of Long Robe's. Luckily, he's from the same clan.
Which clan's that?
White Fox. There it is. See that medicine pole over there?
With the white skin on it?
Yeah. That's Long Robe's lodge. Better wait out here, Chester.
Good.
Coelho. Si, ay, me ayuda.
Ahí, Claudio. Come in, my son. Woman will give you buffalo robe to sit on. Dale, when are you?
Yo. Listo.
Ila, en el arba.
Ahí es, eh.
Well, it's been a long time since we've talked, Long Robe.
A long time. I know why you come.
Yeah. Stone Eagle.
4 more braves went past soldiers last night. There'll be more tomorrow and day after.
Long Robe, the last time we talked, you told me it was hopeless to go on fighting the white man's army. You said that you wanted peace for your people.
I am old man, my son. Stone Eagle and his braves are young. Their blood is hot. Now they have rifles that shoot many times.
Yeah, I thought you'd know about the rifles.
Soon every brave on reservation will know. Then they will leave, in spite of guard of soldiers.
It'll lead to war, Long Robe. Big war.
There are many clans among Cheyennes. I am chief only of White Fox.
What clan is Stone Eagle?
Stone Eagle is of Two Moon Clan.
Uh-huh. But there are White Fox braves with him.
Yeah. I cannot stop them. I remember what it was like when I was young.
No, it was different then, Long Robe. You had a chance. Now they have no chance.
They have many rifles.
They have a few, yes. But the army has got thousands and thousands of rifles. Long Robe, in the end, the Cheyenne cannot win. He must live in peace or he will be destroyed. Now, you're a wise man. You know this is true.
You are right.
Stone Eagle's supply of rifles have got to be stopped.
How many of your people will die?
You want to know where rifles come from?
Just tell me where Stone Eagle meets the white men who have been supplying him. And I'll do the rest. You'll be saving lives, Long Rope. Cheyenne lives.
For the sake of my people, I tell you, place north of here, place near Rock Mound. There is cabin there.
Rock Mound. All right, I'll find it.
But I must warn you, my son.
What?
I know the feelings of my people. They are like powder.
I know.
It is more than you know. Go. Find white men with guns, but not kill any of Stone Eagle's warriors. If you do, word will come, and every brave here will rise and go on warpath, whether they have rifles or not. If one single Cheyenne is killed by cavalry or by you, this will happen.
Ah, it's as bad as that, huh?
I speak the truth.
Well, thank you, Long Robe. When it's over, I'll come back and we'll smoke the pipe.
If you come back.
Yeah. If I come back. Thank you, Sergeant.
Come in, Marshal.
Ah, good morning, Captain.
Good morning.
Where's Major Honeyman?
The Major was ordered to Fort Larned for a few days.
Oh, I see.
I'm in command until the Major's return. Did you find out anything last night, Marshal?
Well, I know where Stone Eagle meets the gun runners.
You do? Then our problem is solved.
Not quite.
All I have to do is take my troop there, wait for Stone Eagle to come for more rifles. I can wipe out him and the gunrunners at the same time.
No.
No, why not?
Chief Longrobe's a wise old man, Captain. He knows his people well.
So?
If one brave is killed, there'll be an uprising.
There's an uprising already, Marshal.
Only some 40 or 50 men. This would be the whole Cheyenne Nation.
Doesn't make sense.
Maybe not to us, but it does to them. And Long Robe never lies.
I'll chance it. I'll kill every one of Stone Eagle's braves. That'll show them what cavalry's for. Now, where is this meeting placed?
I'm sorry, Captain.
Sorry?
I can't tell you.
I order you to tell me. Very well, then. It's your duty to tell me.
You're all right, Captain, but you're new out here and you're too eager. Indians are the Army's business, so you do what you want. I'm going back to Dodge. It was true. The Indian problem belonged to the Army. But renegade white gun runners, well, that was different. About a mile down the road to Dodge, Chester and I turned north and rode hard for Rock Mound. We reached it next day, and sure enough, a half a mile away, we found the cabin that Long Robe had told me about. We scouted it carefully, and then rode up to it. It was empty. So was the small barn out back. There was nothing to do but put our horses up and settle down in the cabin and wait.
Mr. Dillon?
Yeah, Chester.
I just thought of something.
Good. That walk of yours was beginning to reach me.
No, I'm serious. What if them Indians show up first? before the gunrunners do.
Work on something else, Chester.
What?
I thought of that myself.
Yeah, but what would we do?
I don't know. Join them, I guess.
Oh, now, Mr. Dillon.
Wait a minute. Be quiet.
Pull them up by the cabin, Jim.
Yeah. Now, those aren't Indians. All right, take your place, Chester.
Yes, sir.
Here, get over.
And don't shoot unless I do. Quiet now.
See the wagon here. Let's go inside and get a drink.
Yeah, welcome.
Made it just in time. It's already sundown.
Hold it, you two. What?
Shoot, Jim. Hold it!
You killed both of them, Mr. Dillon. I didn't even get a shot off.
This one's still alive.
Who are you?
A U.S. Marshal.
I'm going to die, Marshal.
Is that wagon full of rifles?
And ammunition. I'm supplied from Wichita. But it ain't going to do you no good to know that now. You're going to die, too.
What?
Them Indians. They're never late. When they're out of ammunition, they'll be here any minute. I wish I could stay to watch what they do to you.
Oh, he must have been lying.
Why should he have lied?
Well, then we'd better run for it.
Now they'd catch us. Easy.
Won't be much of a fight. 2 men against 50 Cheyennes. But we can kill some of them, by golly.
And start a war.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, no matter what we do, they'll get those rifles. Yeah, unless we can destroy them.
That wagon looks plumb full, Mr. Dillon. I swear, it must be 30, 40 in there at least. Hey, we could gather up some wood and fire that wagon.
No, it's too late, Chester.
What?
Look, coming over that rise there.
Cheyennes. Huh. There's only 2 of them, though.
Scouts. The war party will come when they signal. We couldn't get their fire started.
Hey, Mr. Dillon. Them scouts disappeared.
Huh? Yeah, that's funny. Hey, Chester.
What?
Out there.
Well, glory be.
That's what those Cheyenne scouts were looking at.
Captain Nichols, huh?
Yeah.
That troop ain't moving very fast. Yeah,
they're still tracking us, riding slow and watching the ground.
Oh, them Indians will be halfway to Kennedy by the time he gets here.
I hope so. Anyway, Stone Eagle's finished now that he's out of ammunition.
That Captain Nichols sure didn't trust you none, did he, Mr. Dillon?
Well, Chester, we better go comb our hair.
All right. Comb it. Why?
I don't want to get taken prisoner again. We still look like we've been living in a badger hole.
Gunsmoke, produced and directed by Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. Our story was specially written for Gunsmoke by John Meston, with music composed and conducted by Rex Corey. Sound patterns by Bill James and Ray Kemper. Featured in the cast were Harry Bartell, Ralph Moody, Lawrence Dobkin, Barney Phillips, and Vic Perrin. Harley Bear is Chester. You'll also enjoy great radio shows. Harry Como sings all the top tunes on CBS Radio every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Jack Webb stars in Dragnet on Tuesday nights. Check your local listings. Remember, listen again next week for another transcribed story of the Western Frontier when Marshal Matt Dillon, Chester Proudfoot, Doc, and Kitty, together with all the other hard-living citizens of Dodge, will be with you once more. It's America growing west in the 1870s. It's drama. It's Gunsmoke. This is the CBS Radio Network.
I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Why don't you send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.